Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard. Alongside is Trevor Sikkema. We are here to rock your world with our picks for the MyBookie lines for the NFL games this week. Trevor, how are you feeling about it? I thought we did pretty well last week when I was thinking back over our picks.
Yeah, you know, without somebody fact-checking us, I'm pretty sure we were 100%.
I think that's what the verdict is, pretty much. I mean,
yeah, I mean, might as well not even look it up last week. I mean, you might as well not even keep score at home. I mean,
there were a couple we disagreed on, but we still both got them right, I guess.
Somehow, you know, there's, you know, obviously, you know,
God is good.
It's the way it happens.
Unbelievable. Amazing. Miraculous, some might say. Epic, some might say. Ian Rappaport uses that word. I figured out that he uses that word very loosely.
Okay, are we gonna talk about this? Yeah, let's talk about this.
I don't know why I can't get over this. This is probably a me thing.
Set the people up.
Okay, so the Raiders traded a third-round pick for Martavis Bryant. Martavis Bryant sucked in camp. He was terrible. He didn't know the routes, and he couldn't pick up the offense. Couldn't get on the field over guys that can't tie their own shoes. So it was like, oh, well, if he were anybody else, we would just cut him straight up. But we traded a third-round pick for him. So, like, we don't want to look super stupid, but still, it was so overwhelming. Then word of a possible suspension, which we still haven't heard about because the NFL doesn't like to tell anybody anything about anything. Randy Gregory's in the same boat. We still haven't heard anything about it, so Martavis Bryant may get suspended, may not. We don't know, but the Raiders decided, ah, heck with it. We're going to take the chance. We're going to re-sign him to a one-year deal. So they traded a third-round pick for him, cut him, brought him back, all in the span of a couple months. I don't know how he plays because he didn't know the offense and wasn't running with the first team when he was there. But anyway, Ian Rappaport reports this, and he says, in quotes, epic, according to one source. And I said, epic? What is epic? I'm so confused.
I kept reading this on my phone, and I was almost like, I wasn't around anybody, but I was like looking up from my phone, looking around, because I just wanted to ask somebody, was he not just on the Raiders?
Right.
Did they not just cut him?
Right. Confusing. Weird.
What did I miss? What did I miss here?
Epic is just, and it was funny because, like, okay, epic according to one source. That has to be a Raiders source, right?
I mean, it's got to be basically Gruden or...
It's got to be Gruden. Yeah,
or Gruden's cap guy, right? It's literally one of the two people.
Who would describe this as epic? Like...
He was on the team!
Maybe I take the word epic...
They just cut him! Serious.
Right, like, this is not unusual. I mean, it may be unusual because this was a guy they traded a third-round pick for, but to, like, bring a guy back to your team when you have a need... at a certain position that was just on your team that you let go of. I mean, that makes sense. They know your offense. You know, you just didn't have a roster spot for, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, the Raiders did need a wide receiver, I guess. So, you know, that makes sense. You know
but
what else?
Epic?
Yeah, but you know what else they could use is an edge
quarterback.
Guy.
Oh. Yeah.
And, you know, they've got a couple of extra first-round picks. I don't know if, you know.
Oh, could they use an edge guy, do you think?
Khalil Mack did pretty well for the Bears. Maybe
maybe they could look to trade for him.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they could look at paying good players.
Oh, what an idea. I don't know. See, they paid Derek Carr. So there's one.
And he's cheeks.
Certified booty cheeks. I am frustrated by Derek Carr. I know we're going off on a tangent. We'll get to the lines, folks.
Sorry, Raiders fans.
Here's my frustration. I wasn't a Derek Carr fan coming out of the draft. And then it looked like I was wrong, and I got dragged for 2 years. And now I'm frustrated because I said, you know, you're right. Like, I was wrong. I took the L. And I was right!
Yeah, he ain't good.
So now I'm mad. You know, I hate when that happens. I took an L I didn't need to take.
You need to keep all these receipts and just send a what's up.
I distinctly remember a conversation between myself and tons of Raiders fans, obviously, like 3 or 4 years ago, probably back when nobody knows who I am now, but I had an even smaller following. So there were just Raiders fans that weren't even following me, just like jumping in my mentions, just trying to like savage me because I said. I thought, even though at that point I was already taking an L on Derek Carr, I said I re-ranked the quarterbacks, like those two, that class and the Mariota Winston class, mm-hmm. I think, and I had mm-hmm. Teddy above Derek Carr, Bridgewater. And this is before the injury to Bridgewater. And they were super triggered. They're like, look at this film. There's no difference between the two. And now, like, Teddy's out there on one leg, like a freaking cyborg coming back from this major injury that would career derailing injury. And freaking Derek Carr is out here on his, like, third OC, and he can't tie his own shoes while he's playing. I mean, it's just like, I mean, yeah. I'm going to need to go back and find all those people. But here's the thing. I need to wait till Teddy gets back on the field. And at that point, it's just going to be so many years later. And I'm not even sure it's worth it. But
yeah, man. I mean, you got busts and back to back classes with Derek Carr and then Mariota. Wait, what?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
My goodness. I'll be really sad if Mari, because he was like real good early in his career. And then I won't be able to like understand what happened with that one. That'll be a confusing one for me.
I wonder if Titans fans are going to, because I always think it's funny because the culture of teams fans, and I get that like there's some negativity in all kinds of fan bases, but like I feel like every player that gets drafted by the Bucks is basically like they're just waiting to use the word bust. They're just waiting for the first chance that they could call that guy a bust. And I wonder how long it's going to take Titans fans to maybe admit like, Mariota's not been great.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna hang on to that for a while. I don't know the Titans fan base like at all. So if you're a Titans fan and you're listening, maybe I don't have like a pulse on your fan base and you guys are already somewhat frustrated with Mariota, but maybe you're not. So
they're pretty defensive in Mariota, I would say. Not like Eagles fans with Carson Wentz after his rookie year. That was like peak defensive.
Mariota was awful in the preseason when I watched him. Yeah. And then obviously he got hurt in the first game, but right. He was bad.
Yeah. So it's not been great. Let's put it that way. In fact, it's looking rough for Mariota, Winston, Teddy, because of, you know, we'll see what ends up happening with Teddy. Carr, Bortles.
Bortles QB1 still.
Remember Johnny Manziel?
Play?
Remember that
in
guy?
In play? Bortles still QB1 in that class? Jeez, in dude. Play? Because like, the rest of it's sucking so bad.
What if Carr gets benched at some point this season and Bortles is literally the only dude starting and he's like going to go further than any of them and he sucks? That'd be amazing. What a team the Jaguars have to be able
you
to
and I have. You and I have different versions of the word amazing. Then.
Yes, right, true. Not epic, I guess, is what I was saying.
Not epic. There you go.
All right, let's get to these lines. Shall I inform the good people? Let me inform the good people exactly.
Why don't you tell them what we're doing here?
So ever since we started this podcast, here's the deal. People have been asking Trevor and I for advice because we're so brilliant. Usually it's what team to bet on every week because people, that's what they do. They want to know our thoughts because they know we're down into the league. But the truth is we don't know who's going to win all the time. I mean, we do kind of. But if you think you know, you should go check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust us, guys. They're your best bet this season. They've been in the business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. We would only recommend a service to our listeners that's been good to us. We've been doing this for a couple years now. That's why we're urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code Locked On to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, and don't forget to use the promo code Locked On when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, let's get into these lines, Trevor. What do we got?
All right, Thursday night.
Okay.
The ever revered Thursday night football matchup. Tonight,
beautiful.
We've got an AFC North showdown between the Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. Ravens on the road, favored by 1.5 points.
I know I'm not going out on a limb here when I say this game is going to be terrible because it's Thursday Night Football, and it always is. If you like bad football, it's fine. And I do. So
normally I'm with you, but like last year, didn't we get like 4 or 5 really good Thursday night games?
That's true. Out of nowhere? Yes. But they never come from the Bengals, for sure.
Perhaps the tides have turned, John.
But they never come from the Bengals, not in a short week. It's not pretty. Even when games they've won, they've been ugly. And the Ravens are just ugly, and they just rang up like 47 points on the Bills. So they won't score 40 more points on a team for like 3 years. So I'm thinking Ravens by 1, did you say?
1.5.
I think it's gonna be close. I'll put it that way. I don't think it'll be necessarily great football, but I think it'll be close. I'm gonna go with the Bengals. Yeah. I'm talking myself into it. I picked the Bengals to make the playoffs. These are the kind of games I need them to win. Short week at home. Take care of business. Win a game in your division for once.
You know, I've noticed that the higher a voice gets when they're talking about who they're about to take, usually the riskier it is. So I'm gonna go with the Ravens. So
you would do that.
We're opposites on the very first game, which is, you know, what the people want. They want to pit us against each other.
That's right.
Moving to Sunday, we got the Indianapolis Colts at the Washington Redskins. Okay. Redskins at home, favored by 6.
6? Oh, that seems like way too much. No. Colts. Yeah, you can bet the house on that one, Colts.
Oh, man. Don't, bet the don't. House.
Bet it, man. I'm
bet
telling
the
you.
House.
No way. Redskins are blowing.
How did Andrew Luck do last week?
He did fine. He did well.
All right, good. Colts in 6 points. That's easy. Yeah.
Washington, Alex Smith played awesome. Nobody wants to talk about that because everyone hates Alex Smith, but actually a good quarterback.
Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons have... Let me check here. 90% of their starters on IR at this point. So it's going to be a tough one, especially since they are at home favored by 6.
That was disappointing, man. Deion Jones and Keanu Neal both going to IR.
Yeah, I read that. I read somewhere that between Deion Jones and Keanu Neal, those two guys made up for 47% of all coverages against running backs last year for the Falcons. And so if you were in a PPR league and you have Christian McCaffrey.
So if they were playing a team with a good receiving running back, that might be a problem this week. Oh, wait, it is a problem this week.
Yes.
And what's the line here?
Falcons are favored by 6.
Yeah, Panthers.
Yep, I'm taking the Panthers too. It's too many points.
Yeah.
Basically trade your farm for Christian McCaffrey in fantasy, or if you do daily fantasy, pay whatever his price is. Los Angeles Chargers against the fighting Josh Allens.
Oh, wow.
In Josh Allenville.
Goodness
the
gracious.
The Chargers are favored by 7.5.
Oh, my. Okay. Definitely taking the Bills because the Chargers, that just doesn't happen.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Look, the Chargers, dude, they are horrible. This is the exact kind of game the Chargers are created to lose. I'm not saying they're going to lose. I'm just saying this is what they do. If you say, what do the Los Angeles Chargers stand for? They stand for losing games they shouldn't lose to bad football teams. That's what they stand for. The Chargers might not lose this game, but they're going to do everything in their power for it to be close right until the bitter end. I would pick the Bills straight up, to be honest, but I watched Josh Allen snaps from the other night, and dear Lord, it was not pretty, man. It will have to be a big jump, a big turnaround. But the Chargers will find a way. They'll turn it over 6 times if that's what it takes. I'm telling you. Watch.
I admire your faith in the Chargers' ability to blow it. I don't agree with you, though. I'm picking the Chargers, even though they've got to overcome a touchdown and a half.
That curse is the realest thing in football right now.
What is? Who
that,
is?
That curse on the Chargers?
No, the Fitzpatrick curse is the realest thing in football, by the way.
I don't know about that one.
So... You don't know about the Fitzpatrick curse?
I don't think so. Is it the Fitzmagic thing?
No, it's that every single place that Fitzpatrick goes, the quarterback that is signed in front of him gets hurt or is not available. Every single destination he's ever been in.
So he did this to Jameis.
Yes. Oh God. Yeah. 100%. 100%. Oh, I'm a man of religion, John, and I believe in the Fitzpatrick curse more than that.
Wow, that's impressive. Because it was years before where Winston was an idiot. So.
Yes, of course. Lock factor. Tough to fight that kind of fate.
That is.
Kansas City Chiefs at your Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are favored by 4 at home.
Oh, man. Favored by 4 at home.
I'm taking the Chiefs. Did Chiefs get points? Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs. I'm a little torn because... Okay, the Steelers have dominated the Chiefs for, like, Alex Smith, Andy Reid tenure. Like, completely dominated them. But is that because of Alex Smith or is it because of Andy Reid? That's what we're going to find out in this game. If it were Alex Smith, I would say, even if Alex Smith was playing great, which he was last year, just didn't bother the Steelers. The Steelers still beat him. So it was like, okay, I know that they can handle Alex Smith, but Patrick Mahomes, different animal, different type of quarterback. I'm going with Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm worried
all right,
about Steelers. I'm worried about him. Coverage played well, too, the other night. This is a whole different animal.
I'm pretty confident with this one with Patrick Mahomes. I really am. Yep. Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. Jets are favored by 3.
Yeah, give me the Jets. 3 is enough. I don't think it'll be a big win, but 4-5, yeah.
Did the Dolphins win last week?
Yes,
they did, right? They beat the Titans.
Thanks to Minka Fitzpatrick making a goal line stop in the first half.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome. Me and Derwin were both amazing.
Boy, we've been disagreeing a lot. Give me the Dolphins.
All right.
Give me the Dolphins and the points.
Wow.
Philadelphia Eagles at your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The
Eagles are favored by 3.5 on the road.
I give the quarterback advantage to the Bucs, and not even just because Fitzpatrick had this amazing baller game last week. I just think that genuinely Fitzpatrick is a better quarterback than Nick Foles. And I know people will probably trip about that.
The Buccaneers tried to trade for Nick Foles before they re-signed Fitzpatrick this year, fun fact.
That is beyond dumb, but...
I'm just letting you know that was a fun fact.
Yeah, that is. Has that been reported, or are you just dropping that right now? Has that been?
I don't know, maybe not.
Have you reported that before?
If I wasn't supposed to say that, oops.
That seems like a piece of click-worthy news for Bucs fans, and you just dropped it in the draft podcast. I'd never seen that before.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Look at you. I'm using that to plug the podcast. I'm saying, hey, Bucs fans, if you want a little big piece of news about your team and the most important position on the football field, Trevor just dropped it 5 months after the fact.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I believe they did make a certain attempt at one Nick Foles.
Was it more like a, hey, we'll give you a 6 for Nick Foles, and the Eagles said, he's the greatest quarterback ever, and the Bucs were like, LOL. Like that type of conversation?
That's kind of how the Bucs like whole offseason went. Like they wanted Jerick McKinnon too. And
now has that been reported, or are you just dropping more info?
No, I did report that. I did report that when free agency was going on that the Bucs were heavily interested in Jerick McKinnon. But I think it was the Jets and the 49ers who then like got into this stupid bidding war to make Jerick McKinnon like third highest running back in the NFL, and the Bucs were just like, are we talking about the same guy like you're trying to sign right now? So they were out of that pretty quickly.
Actually,
so
I do remember us having that conversation now that you mentioned
it. Yeah. So who are you taking? Who are you taking here?
Man, dude. I'm not impressed with the Eagles, but I can't see them losing to the Bucs. That would be weird. I'm going to go with the Eagles, but I don't feel great about it. You gotta stand with the Bucs. My goodness.
Yeah, Bucs are getting 3.5 points. I have to take them. I've got to take the Bucs to win, especially if they're getting points. So I'm gonna take the Bucs. The Cleveland Browns at a extremely pissed off New Orleans Saints.
Saints are gonna win. It doesn't matter.
In New Orleans, Saints are favored by. What do you think they're favored by? Hold on. You already said the Saints are gonna win.
It's not double digits, is it?
I'm asking you a question.
Six.
You're not asking me. You're not asking me the questions. I'm asking you the questions.
7.5.
It's 10.
10. Oh my gosh. 10 seems really rich. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you know who else is rich? Drew Brees and Sean Payton. They're covering 10.
I'm still taking the Saints. Yeah.
Yeah, taking the Saints too. Arizona Cardinals.
Michael Thomas. What do you have? 16 catches.
Did they even try? You know, try in a Mike Smith defense is a really unique word to use.
No further explanation needed.
Arizona Cardinals at the Los Angeles Rams. This is the highest line of the week, I believe. I hope. Rams are favored by 13.5
Oh, my goodness. No, no. It's going to be closer than that. The Rams will win. They'll win convincingly enough, but 13.5 points.
It's too many points. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm taking the Cardinals.
I don't think the Cardinals are that dead and buried yet.
Detroit Lions at the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers at home. They're favored by 6.
49ers are favored by 6. Man, people really riding the Lions down, huh? Wow. Going with the Lions for sure.
Oh, man.
49ers didn't look great the other day.
No, that's a good point. It's a very good point. Man.
I'm going the Lions, man.
This is tough. Because I don't think
Stafford ain't throwing 6 picks again.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Stafford's going to be nearly that bad again. But I also think that
Lions defense is bad, yeah.
Good enough of a head coach to seriously run circles around that Lions team.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and so, man,
I tell you what, we're gonna learn a lot about the Lions and Matt Patricia in this game.
You know what? I'm gonna take the Lions. So I like the 6 points there. 6 points is a lot of points, so I'm gonna take them. This is a good game. Ooh, New England Patriots at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Patriots on the road and they're favored by 3.
Oh, I didn't even know these two teams were playing.
That's what I'm saying.
The Patriots are favored by 3.
Yeah, on the road.
Jaguars about to be hyped for this game, aren't they?
Yeah.
Miles Jack was down. Somebody, listen to this. You decide whether it makes you angry or you just laugh. Somebody started a GoFundMe for a, I don't think it's an airplane or a blimp or something, to fly over the stadium with a Miles Jack wasn't down banner.
Dude.
And they got the money they needed for it.
I'd donate to it.
You probably did.
I started it.
There were all these people on social media. Think about the organizations that money could be going to. I was like, good point, but counterpoint, fun.
So, but counterpoint, Miles Jack was not down. So
counterpoint, Patriots suck.
Patriots. I'm taking the Jags for pure fun here. Taking the Jags.
I don't think the Jags even look good against the Giants, and I don't think the Giants are.
Patriots defense sucks, though, dude.
I handled Deshaun Watson pretty good. I don't know. I'm going with the Patriots. The scheme is good.
You ain't fun.
What are the Oakland Jaguars Raiders without Leonard Fournette, or maybe Fournette's playing? I think he is playing, but even with him, they're gonna what? Patriots are gonna load the box. They can stop the run. They've always been able to stop the run.
T.J. Yeldon comp to Adrian Peterson at one point. Never forget. Oakland Raiders. At the Denver Broncos. Broncos favored by 6.
Tell me who did that comp.
Nah, I can't do it.
Nah, tell me.
Nah, I can't.
Tell me right now on the pod.
I'm not going to tell you. It is a big name media member. That's all I'll say.
I know it is.
All right.
And he's probably a friend of ours.
Oakland Raiders at Denver Broncos. You make the pick.
Oakland Raiders at Denver Broncos. What's the line?
Broncos favored by 6.
Give me the Raiders.
Can't poop all over Derek Carr and then pick him.
Yeah. Well, no, I can. I mean, give me the Raiders. I don't think they'll win, but with 6 points. The Broncos just aren't that impressive to me. Yet. Nah, you know what? Give me the Broncos. Because... Raiders can't stop the run, I don't think.
He said, give me the Raiders, and it screamed in the back of his head, Derek Carr.
It just did. And they can't stop the run, and the Broncos really looked like they were starting to get a ground game.
I'm taking the Broncos, dude.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Broncos. Yeah. The Sunday night game. Sorry, I lost my place. Sunday night game is the New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. Dallas is favored by 3. Give me the Giants forever.
Dallas is favored by 3.
Dallas is favored by 3.
This is hard. I'm going to be different and go with the Cowboys.
Come on, dude.
I mean, what am I supposed to say?
They're either bad. Are good.
The Cowboys, and so are the Giants.
Yeah, but the Cowboys got the NFL version of Malik Rozier. Oh, sorry. Wow, sorry.
You have successfully pissed off Titans fans. Did you go after Bears fans yet?
No, what do I get? No, what do I got bad to say about the Bears? They're very friendly people.
Yeah, and Mitch Trubisky.
Bears friend, dude. Bears fans, big fans of the pod.
Yeah, so were Cowboys fans until a couple minutes ago. No, here's the thing. Cowboys fans agree with you. They don't even care. Cowboys fans are the opposite of.
I don't like Dak, man. Titans I really fans don't. And all this guy. I mean, Dak is actually. I mean, like, he's I like the dude. Like, yeah. Dak's a great guy, but like, I've never.
Yeah. No, I mean, I had a sixth round grade on him coming out. So like, imagine my surprise.
That was his rookie year, right?
This was almost the Derek Carr situation all over again, dude, where I took the L too early.
Wow, Dak and Derek both start with D.
Wow.
Wow, Drew Locke's going to tank, dude.
Oh, my gosh. It's over.
You got to take him off QB1.
This is changing a lot of things for me.
Jeez, man.
And I already said he was QB1, so I still have time.
Bro, alphabet scouting. It's very real. All right, so you're taking the Cowboys. I'm taking the Giants. Mm-hmm. Last game, Seattle Seahawks. At the Chicago Bears. The Bears are favored by 3.5.
Seahawks. Bears aren't ready, Ben. Bears aren't ready. They're going to be, but they're not ready.
Three and a half. You know what? I already pumped up Bears fans, said that they're fans of the pod. Let's do it. Let's ride, Bears fans. Let's ride. And that's all of them.
There we go. The MyBookie lines, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's NFL games. Exciting slate. There's some good games in there.
Yeah.
Really good slate. I mean, Chiefs Steelers is two of the best teams in the AFC. And Panthers Falcons is going to be good. What else? Packers Vikings. Oh, my gosh. Did we do that one?
Wait, did I skip that
no,
one?
No, I think you skipped that one. Yeah, you didn't say this one. Yeah, what's the line on this game?
It's because there's no line on it because of Rodgers.
Oh, well, Rodgers is going to play.
All right, so let's pick. All right, straight up.
Who wins? Packers win.
Is it in Green Bay?
Yeah. Packers are winning.
Vikings no, Vikings win. No, Vikings win. All right. Vikings.
It's fine. It's good to be wrong, huh? All right, there you go. It's going to be great. This is the best week, too, in a while, I think. This is a great
week. It's a very
Patriots,
nice week.
Jags, Steelers, Chiefs. We're going to get some AFC-defining moments already. Broncos, Raiders is always fun. Giants, Cowboys, you kidding me? Especially in a year where they both suck. That's going to be great because you know whoever wins, it's not even going to matter. I love it. Can't wait. It's going to be fun. There you go, your MyBookie lines. Tomorrow, we've got a show. Saturday, maybe. All kinds of great things in store for you. It's going to be a great week of football, folks.
It is.
Until then, keep it locked right here on Lockdown NFL Draft.